This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report on response to Trump takes action, not just reaction. The election is in the rearview mirror now. For many people, the shock and awe of the Trump victory is a raw and open wound, bleeding profusely and demanding attention. The first response after disbelief of the election returns for many seems to be denial. Quixotic efforts are being promoted in social media about trying to flip votes for some uncommitted Electoral College voters sufficiently to deny Trump the presidency. I'm not going to say that such strategy is a waste of time, but I will say that in the end, it will be futile. Others are advocating resistance. The Teachers Union in San Francisco put out a lesson plan labeling Trump as a racist and fascist for their 6,000 members. Demonstrations and rallies follow the election in cities around the country. College campuses across the country rallied demanding that their administrations protect undocumented workers and students. Some cities have vowed to become sanctuaries to resist deportation efforts. Boycotts are being loudly announced for Trump properties and for just about anything Trump and his campaign have touched. I even heard of one, in effect, for Nation Builder because the Trump campaign used that database. I saw a link to a Facebook group with various committees and subgroups planning all manner of responses. The energy and detail of these efforts is amazing and encouraging. Donations to necessary and embattled organizations in the coming years have soared. Emily's List, the ACLU, and Planned Parenthood report record numbers of contributions since the election. Environmental groups speak confidently that they expect they will have the resources because of increased donations to mount fights against initiatives to impose draconian new rules, although not necessarily to prevent some rollback of regulations. All this is good and appropriate, but I am most encouraged when I hear about meetings about the need for independent politics as part of the rebuilding strategy for progressives. We can't just defend, we also have to attack. This is the time to go on the offense, to go with our defense. Our campaigns can't just be about stopping the right, but also have to advance the left. Here's one example. We hear constantly that there will be an effort to toss Dodd-Frank and its regime of banking regulations and reporting onto the trash bin of history to allow our financial system to return to the precarious situation we faced in the Great Recession 8 years ago. The head of the House Committee on Financial Affairs wants to open the door wide to payday lenders, again, for example. Surely we will resist and defend on these issues that so adversely affect lower-income and working families, but we also need to open up new fronts to drive them back on their heels. I think a concerted national campaign against contract-for-deed house purchases is a good example of the new fronts we should open, targeting hedge funds, predatory financial practices, Wall Street, inadequate lending, unaffordable housing, racial and ethnic discrimination, and the inadequacy of existing regulations. Who can defend stealing people's homes over and over again? Even as conservatives appear to the opposite, we need to advance our message with the real meat of organizing and moving our base aggressively to promote our own interests and not simply to defend against attacks. We need to send clear signals, not just read their tea leaves, that we maintain majority popular support for fairness, justice, and equity, and we will fight furiously, led by the people and supported by the people. We won't just wait for winter to come. We'll bring the heat now and scorch the opposition. We can't win in the bunkers. We have to mount the barricades. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.